I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Things are starting to calm down in Ecuador following this week's agreement between President Moreno and protest leaders. The deal comes after nearly 2 weeks of widespread protests. Demonstrations began when the government took away fuel subsidies, making a hard life even more difficult for Ecuador citizens. Sixto Gamboa tells MNN the protests affected Compassion International's gospel work nationwide.
Since we are in different places in the country, we have to depend on regular transportation. During the whole week, there has been no transportation, and so no transportation, no way to take things into the community or get things out of the community. For workers to move, for workers in our churches who are managing the program, is not easy for them.
Meanwhile, political and cultural lines divide nations and continents, but Eurasia is the world's single largest landmass. It contains about 65% of the world's 7 billion people, including millions of deaf who have no access to God. Deaf Bible Society and its partners are changing this by translating God's word into Eurasian sign languages. Field coordinator Mike Bravo says they could use your help.
Ask God how you may be part of the solution by providing funds and prayer until all the deaf in Eurasia shall see the gospel of Jesus Christ and be able to grow in their faith and walk with God.
There are 4 translation projects underway right now, and DBS has more in mind for 2020. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.